Lekutas Sichas, Chelik Yud Gimel, Parsha Keirach, Sicha Beis. Min Aksuvim Sheba Parsha Seinu, HaMedabrim B'Shmiras HaMikdash, in the psukim that in our Parsha, that talk about the fact that there has to be a guards around the Beis HaMikdash, the Levim, the Kayanim, were commanded to be in charge of keeping people out of the Beis HaMikdash and so on. Lomad HaRambam Sefer HaMitzvahs. From these psukim, the Rambam learns, he says it in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shetzivonu Lishmer HaMikdash, Hashem commanded us to guard, safeguard the Beis HaMikdash, V'lelecha Svivay Tamid, and to patrol around it all constantly, L'kveidai, L'chabdai, L'raymamai, L'gadlai, to honor it and to elevate it and to make it great, V'hu Amrei, and this is what it means in the Pasuk, La'arna V'ata, Ubanecha, Hashem said to Aaron, "Ato vanecha itcha, you and your children with you, lefnei oyel ha'edus, you will be before, you will camp in front of the oyel ma'ed." Right, so loyma, what he means to say is, "Atam tiu li lefanei tamid, you will always be there before me, before the mishkan, always." Ukvar nichpal zatzivui, and he already repeated this also b'loshen achar. In other words, v'amrei v'shamrus and shmeres oyel ma'ed, they shall guard the guardianship of the Oyel Mayit. These are all both psukim which teach about that Aaron and his children were commanded to keep a guard of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. Behine v'sefer ha'yad, this was quoting from from Sefer HaMitzvahs. In the Rambam Sefer in the Yad HaChazaka, Mevar Rambam HaMitzvah Sesed Shmiras HaMikdash, there he explains the mitzvah of guarding the Beis HaMikdash. This is what he says there. Shmiras HaMikdash mitzvah sese, to guard the Beis HaMikdash is one of the positive commandments. And although it's not that we're afraid of the enemy or from the thieves, that's not the reason for the guarding the Beis HaMikdash. Shein shmirasa ela kavod loy. It's the guarding is only a sign of respect. Because you cannot compare a palace that has guards to a palace that doesn't have any guards. The palace that has guards has an elevated status, obviously is more important, and so on. And then it continues in the second halacha. This guarding has to be, the mitzvah is to do it all night. And the guardians are the Kainim and the Levim, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ato v'necha itoch, you and your sons with you, lefnei oyel ha'edus, before the oyel ha'edus, Kleimar, atam tiyu shemrim li, in other words, that you will be those guards, V'arei nemar v'shomeres mishmeres ha'oyel ma'ed, and there's the other Pasuk that says, and they shall guard the guarding of the oyel ma'ed, V'nemar v'achenim kevnu lefnei oyel ma'ed, there's another Pasuk that says, and those who camped to the east of the Oyel Moed, Mizracha, Moshe v'Aaron uvanov, v'Shemrim Mishmeres HaKadosh, was Moshe, Aaron, and his sons, those who guarded the holiness. So in other words, that it was the Kayim and Levim that did that. Tzaruch l'hamid. So we have to understand. Tam ha'shinu v'sefer ha'alachas m'sefer ha'mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam change the way he says it from the Sefer HaMitzvahs to the Yad HaChazaka? Has a number of ways. Shav Sefer HaYad who may be Esak Suvim B'Basayf. In the Yad HaChazaka he brings the psukim at the very end of the whole of explaining how it works. B'Halacha Beis, at the end of Halacha Beis, Ola Raya Shashemim Emakeinim Alaviyim Shenemar. And what are the psukim used for? The psukim are there to prove that it's the Kayanim and the Levim which are the ones in charge of guarding it. The Pashtas Kavanasa Leimer, simply what he's trying to say is, Miksubim Elon Elumedim Aprat Shechiv Shmirazu Mutal Ala Kayanim and Levim. That from this Pasuk we see that it's the Kayanim and Levim who were given this task. Mashengim is Sefer HaMitzvahs, whereas when you look at Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shehem Mokher v'limad al etzem chayves hashmira. Over there, he seems to be using the psukim as a general. That from these psukim we know that there is a mitzvah that there has to be a guard. Whereas in Yad HaChazaka, he seems to be using the psukim only for the purpose of proving that it's the kayanim that have to do it. but that the etzem mitzvah he doesn't attribute to these psukim. Beis, another difference. Im mitzvah hashmira einem bepnei pachad ma'ayim velistin. No, that's a different thing. Im mitzvah hashmira einem bepnei pachad ma'ayim velistin. If, as the Rambam says, that the guarding of the guard around the Beis Hamikdash is not because we're afraid of thieves or enemies, but only it's an honor guard. Then why isn't there an honor guard all day and all night? Why is it only at night? He emphasizes that it's only at night. And there's no mitzvah to be for the honor guard to be there by day. If it's an honor guard, why not by day too? Aiden, another thing, Maksuba Manal Shehevi Harambam Lein Niskish Mitzvasa Balaila Dafke. From these psukim, it doesn't in any way indicate that the mitzvah of Shmira is only at night. In fact, from the psukim, it more readily lends itself to say that there should always be a guard at the Beis Hamikdash. Kmesh Kosov, the Sefer HaMitzvah Sham, Atem Tiyu Lila Fanai Tomid. In fact, he says it in Sefer HaMitzvah, you shall be before me always, Tomid. So in other words, Tomid would include both by day and by night. Talid. B'mashu Kozeb, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Lelechas Svivay Tomid. What is he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah is to patrol around it constantly. Mayin Yonashol Alichazu, what is this patrol? May Shaychusa LeMitzvahs Shmiras HaMikdash, and what's the connection between walking around it? I say patrolling, it makes it sound more like guards, but he says to walk around it. What does walking around it have to do with guarding it? Beis. B'yuvan, so this will be understood. B'haktim bir ha'scholle ha'shova b'mesechtes tamid u'midas. This will be understood by seeing the beginning of both mesechta tamid and mesechta midas. They begin this in a similar way. Mesechta tamid, by the way, is a mesechta which teaches about the regular, mostly the carbon tamid, and some of the regular things that happen in the Beis Hamikdash, the daily things that happen in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Mesechta Midas is the Mesechta that teaches how to build the Beis Hamikdash, the structure of the Beis Hamikdash, and so on. So in both of them begin the same way. There are three places in which the Kohenim guard in the Beis Hamikdash. So it seems, why do two Mesechtas have to begin with the same halacha? We know it already from the previous one. Why does it have to be said again? In fact, the fact that Mesechta Midas comes immediately after Mesechta Tamid, so the previous Mesechta just started that way. Why do you have to repeat it again? In this commentary, Mefarish, which on Mesechta Tamid Mevair, he explains there, Meshum de boy le'oiri b'maisa de Tamid avaydas kayanim, because he wants to teach here about what is the regular avayda of the kayanim. Nakat chilush mirasam. Therefore, he starts with the fact that they were guarding there, umakim shchivasam, and where they slept at night. Achu mesader kol haseder, until he flows from that. They were up all night guarding. Some of them slept here, and then he starts with the morning routine as it happened. So that's why he explains why it starts in Masechta Tamid that way. However, even with this answer, since in the end the Mishnah is already quoted, so fine. So he said it in Masechta Tamid. Then why does he have to say it in Masechta Midas right after? Which comes immediately after Masechta Tamid. What should have started Masechta Midas is that in Masechta Tamid he doesn't mention that there were 21 places where the Levim were on guard. That is now told to us in Masechta Midas, that in addition to the three places where the Kohenim were on the inside, the Levim guarded 21 places on the outside. So that's how we should have started Masechta Midas, There were 21 places with Levium guarded, because we already know that there were 3 places with Kohenim guarded. After Yeshleimet of Kibin Shet the Tzarech Lashmina Shmiras Levium, maybe Din Shmirasa Shmira Bishleimusa, even though one could say that because he was going to tell you about the 21 places of the Levium, so he already begins with the 3 places of the Kohenim. But that doesn't give a full understanding of why it's important that it should be said there, although you can sort of answer that answer. So to explain this more thoroughly, perhaps we could say this. Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash Yesh Levayra BeZefanim. This mitzvah of the guards in the Beis HaMikdash can be explained in 2 different ways. Aleph, one way is Shiprat Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that this is a detail in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, if there is a Beis HaMikdash, then a Beis HaMikdash needs guards. That's one way of looking at it. It is a part of the building, of the importance of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis, Shu Prat Ba'avodas HaKohenim Ba'Levim. Another way of looking at it is, there is Kohenim and Levim, they have jobs, they have things that they need to do. One of the things that they need to do is be guards in the Beis HaMikdash. Shaleim Lishmer is HaMikdash. They have the mitzvah that they have to guard the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that it's their job. Not that the Beis HaMikdash has a need for guards, but that the Levim and the Kainan, they have a job to guard the Beis HaMikdash. The Signa Nachat to say it in other words. Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash have a dober and a galim mikdash atzmai. We can say on the one hand that the guarding of the Beis HaMikdash is something which is part and parcel of the how the Beis HaMikdash functions. Chayves chefze, in other words, that it is a part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. HaMikdash tzarech liyos nishmar al shechiyah v'shmirah zu hutl al kohenim v'levim. The Beis HaMikdash needs guards. You want to know who the guards are going to be? The kohenim and levim. They'll be the guards. But this is not about the kohenim and levim. This is about the Beis HaMikdash. Oy, the other way of looking at it is, that this is to be seen as a personal responsibility, not a part of the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it is a mitzvah for the Kohenim and Levim to do. You want to know what the kind of, they have to be guards. Guard what? The guard, the Beis HaMikdash. But it's the Avodah of the Kohenim and the Levim, that's what it's about. It's about their Avodah, not about the Beis HaMikdash. So those are 2 different ways that we can look at this. Now it would seem that one could connect these 2 things, Shetola B'taima Mitzvah HaShmira, that whether we look at it as a part of the Beis HaMikdash or as a part of what the Kohenim and the Levim do, can be divided into 2 different ways in which we understand why there is a need to guard, to have a guard by the Beis HaMikdash. There were 2 things that we said before. Im mitzvah shmiras HaMikdash umitam kovet, whether the reason for the guard is an honor guard. As the Rambam had said, that there is no comparison between a palace that has guards to a palace that doesn't have guards. So in other words, it's a part of the palace, meaning the Beis HaMikdash. The guards are there because the Beis HaMikdash needs guards. The Mikdash Gufa. So it's part of the Mikdash. Aval im shmiras HaMikdash umitam shle yikonei zor v'tomei kiyetzebei. But if we look at it as why do we have a guard in the guards in the Beis HaMikdash, because we have to make sure that somebody who doesn't belong there shouldn't go in there, which is how the Torah also describes it, as oy bechdei lishmer akelim, or that they should guard that nobody should touch the kelim, that they shouldn't hareiz a prat bechiyuv akeinu levim, which that already becomes why the Kohenim and the Levim have to do it. It's their mission to do it. Because this came when the Yidden were afraid. It came as a result of the Yidden being afraid that, you know, when you do something like Kairach, when they did something that they shouldn't do, so they died. So the people said, how are we going to be able to keep ourselves safe? So the Ebesha said, the Kohenim and Levim, they should make sure that the Yidden don't do what they shouldn't do. That no person that doesn't belong there shouldn't go there. So in other words, that it's the job of the Kohanim and the Levim that they should make sure that the Yidden shouldn't go there. So it's not about the Beis Hamikdash, it's about making sure that people that don't belong there shouldn't go there, so that they shouldn't come to harm. And whose job is it, the Kohanim and the Levim? Lefize, haya efshe levayir, zeh shenishnas ha-mishnah v'gimel mekoymes, ha-kohanim shemim hein, b'reish v'sech demidus, v'sech tamid demidus. So this can also explain why the Mishnah repeats the same thing twice, once at the beginning of Talmud and once at the beginning of Midas. Masechta Midas in Yonahu Kishma. The Masechta Midas is, as the name indicates, Medubar Baba Midas HaMikdash V'Tzerasi. The Masechta talks about the Beis HaMikdash, the dimension of the Beis HaMikdash and all the details of the Beis HaMikdash and so on. Ubinyonov, Chalinyonov, his building and all the things that go with it. Masechet Midrash is not there to explain what is going on in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvahs that are going to be done there. Ki'im HaMidrash Beis HaMikdash Atzme, but they talk about the building itself. Amdom Masechet Tamid. However, Masechet Tamid Amadubar Ba'avaydus HaNasas Beis HaMikdash. In Masechet Tamid, it talks about what is the avayda, what's happening in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubaloshna Rambam Heichoy Makrivim Atomit, as the Rambam says, how they brought the carbon tomit. Ubabeis Hamasechtes Kaomar Begivul Mekaymus Hakeinim Shemrim. Now we understand why in both Masechtes it says that the there are three places in which the Kainim guarded Kibam Mitzvah Shmiras Hamikdash Yeshnam Shneya and Yonim, because in the mitzvah of guarding the Beis Hamikdash, both things are true. There are two reasons why we guard the Beis HaMikdash. Inyan ba'avodas ha-kayanim. There is one matter which is that it's the kayanim's mission that they should make sure that nobody should go where they shouldn't go. And also inyan ba'amikdash atzmai. However, there is also a need that the Beis HaMikdash should have an honor guard. So since there are two separate reasons why the Beis HaMikdash has to be guarded, one that has to do with the building itself, and one that has to do with the Kayanim Zavayda. Therefore, at the beginning of both Masechtas, which deal with these two things, Masechta Tamid, which deals with the Avayda of the Kayanim. So he says it's the Avayda of the Kayanim to guard the Beis HaMikdash. At the beginning of Masechta Midas, where it talks about the Beis HaMikdash, so it says the Kayanim have to guard the Beis HaMikdash because that's a part of bringing honor to the Beis HaMikdash. Val Pizem Muvan. So based on this, we can understand Masha Rambam lehevi behilchos Beis HaBechira psukim anal lerayal etzem din shmiras hamikdash. Why in Beis HaBechira, meaning the Yad HaChazaka, why doesn't the Rambam bring the psukim as a support, or that this is the from where we learn that that they have to guard the Beis HaMikdash? He brings it only as a proof that it's the Kayanim and the Levian that have to guard it. Because the Das Rambam be Yodai in the Yad HaChazaka, the opinion of the Rambam is that Mitzvah Shmiras HaMikdash Hi Prat Ve'inya Ba'Mikdash Atzmai. The Rambam describes it as a part of the Beis HaMikdash itself, not as an avodah of the Kohanim Levi'im. Well, Kulishayna, where does he say that? He says Ein Shmirasi Ela Kavod Loi. It's the guard is a covet for the Beis HaMikdash. That's what its purpose is. As he brought the comparison between a palace that has guards and not. And the fact that he brings all the halachas of guarding the Beis HaMikdash, where does he bring them? In the section of the Yad HaChazaka which deals with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Where it talks about the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself, not about the avloy al the far avodas hanasis boy. That in the Beis HaBechira, he doesn't talk about the avoda which happens in the Beis HaMikdash. That's elsewhere. Where does the Rambam talk about the honor, the guard, in the halachas of the building itself? In other words, that he holds that the honor, the guard is an honor guard, and it's about the building. That's why he doesn't bring these psukim to support the fact that we need guards in the Beis HaMikdash. What do these psukim say? The psukim describe that it's the Levim, the Kainim and the Levim that have to be the guards. Achiyuv Gavra Shel HaKeinim Alevim. These psukim describe the fact that the Keinim and Alevim have to be the guards. Lishmeres Abayis. And Beis Ve'ikir HaKsubim V'Parsha Keirach Boim Behem Shechle Tainas B'nei Yisrael. Since the what was the reason that the Eibishter brought these psukim at this time, this mitzvah at this time, is because the Yidden had the taina, they had the problem, kol ha-korev korev al mishkan Hashem yomos. It seems that anybody that gets too close to the mishkan will die. How can we be careful? That's why the Eibishter said to Aaron, it's your responsibility. You have to make sure you're going to carry that responsibility that nobody should die. It'll be you and your sons. You will be camped right there. You will have to take care of that. It's going to be the Kayanim and Levim's job. So in other words, these sukkim, they only say that it's the Kayanim and Levim that have to be those guards. And the way the Rambam sees the Shmir of the Migdash, that it's an honor guard that is connected to the building itself. So these sukkim don't indicate that at all. They just talk about the fact that it's the Kainim and Levim that have to be the ones to do it. And as we said, that according to the Rambam, it's about the honor guard of the building, as a part of the building itself. And therefore, these psukim don't really express that. They only express the fact that it's the Kohen and Levim. And that's why the Rambam doesn't use these psukim to teach the Etzem HaMitzvah, the mitzvah itself, that there it has to be a guard. He brings these psukim only to teach that it's the Kohen and Levim that will be doing the guarding. Omnom, however, nois of ozesh adayin leik turtzu akashus acheiru shebaramba haniskara b'simen b'sif alev. But in addition to the fact that it still hasn't answered some of the other questions in the first seif of the sicha, where he said that why is it only at night, not during the day? What is the business with walking around it? And so on. So those haven't been answered yet. In addition to the fact that those questions haven't been answered yet, the answer that it did give also needs to be understood a little better. Number one, im shmiras hamikdash hi metam kavod, because if the reason that we guard the Beis Hamikdash, as the Rambam says, is for an honor guard, she'ein doy mepalten, she'esh ol shemel parten, because there's no comparison, harei gam kishiyeshnam rak shomer machodim, so then, even if there would be only a few guards, like one guard, a yafilu rak echad, even if there's one honor guard standing at the door of the Beis HaMikdash, have a paltin sheyesh alav shomer, would already rise to the level of a palace that does have an honor guard. Shebezeh kavod HaMikdash, and that would be the honor of the Beis HaMikdash. Umasha begimel b'kainos hakainim shomer b'chaval mekainos haleviim hu chevres gavra. And the fact that there are, and then you would say that the fact that there are 3 Kayanim and 21 Levim, in other words, 24 people in all, which are guarding it, that is because the Kayanim and Levim, they have a commandment that they should take care that no Yidden should come there. So therefore, they have a mitzvah to do this. So there's 24 people doing that mitzvah. And therefore, if so, Matam Nemra Mishnah B'chof Alu Mekaymus Alevim Shemrim B'Mesech the Midas, which talks about the Migdash. If that's the case, that in order to establish the honor guard, all you need is one person, and the fact that there are 24 people is because they have a mitzvah. The Kohenim and Levim have a mitzvah; they're doing their mitzvah, but it really doesn't have anything to do with the honor of the Beis HaMikdash. This is just their personal thing. So then why are the 21 Levim brought Dafke Masech Midas, which is about the Beis HaMikdash, not about the Avodah of the Kohenim and Levim? Ma'achas Shemitzad HaMikdash Dai Hashmira Shol Shemir Machodim, because if it were just Mitzad HaMikdash, then it's enough to have just a few, She'inokrim She'inikroim, so that it should be called a palace with a guard. Another question. Le'idach, on the other hand, Sarach Lahavin Hashaycha Shal Kol Inin Hashmiru Masechta Tomit. Now we have to understand what's this whole thing about Shmiru, what is the connection to Masechta Tomit. In Yana Be'ikir Ulevai, Ravaydus HaTomit. The main function of Masechta Tomit is, as the name indicates, that it explains what happened with the Karban Tomit. Shema Masechta Tomit, as it's called Masechta Tomit, Kmesh Kosev Rambam, as the Rambam says, Shah Masechta Tomit, Eimba Dibur, Vale'el Dvar Chochma, Vale'el Dvar Isa V'heter, that the Masechta Tomit is unique. It doesn't have any discussion, not about philosophy. It doesn't discuss what you are allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. El Sipur, who it just relates the facts. It relates the order of things, how they happened. He tells you what the order, how they did everything, so, and that this is how it should be done all the time. So then why is a Masecht Tamid, which is so specific, that it speaks about how the Tamid was brought, why is it talking about the Shmira of the Kainim, which has no connection to that? This would have more connection to those Masechtas which talk about the Avodah that the Kohenim did in the Beis HaMikdash. Kegein Yuma, Masechta Yuma has a lot of it. Zvachim Menaches, it talks about how the Karbonis were brought, it talks about how the Karbon Mincha was brought, it talks about how in Yuma is about the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. V'lav leMasechta Tomit, HaDona Be'ike B'Seder Avodah Satomit. And it doesn't really seem to have any connection to Masechta Tomit, which is specific to the Karban Tomit. Another thing, Gimel. Gam Sorech Oid Bir Be'etzem HaPirush Shmiras HaMikdash V'Prat B'Mitzvah Beis HaMikdash Atzmai. And we need a little more explanation in what does it mean that Shmiras HaMikdash is a part of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Asher Meshum Zeh Nishin Sibereish Masechta Midas, which is the reason, as we said, why the Shmira was brought at the beginning of the Masechta Midas, because it's a part of the building, the Mishkan Mikdash itself. Hare gam lefi abiyur shum shum kavod haMikdash, even as the Rambam says, that this is because of the honor of the Beis HaMikdash. Hare ze rak shashmira hi b'shvil kavod haMikdash. That only says that the reason why we have the guard is in order to for the kavod of the Mikdash. Still, why should it be brought in Masechta Midas? According to this, it doesn't belong in Masechta Midas. It only is describing something which was done in order to bring honor to the Beis HaMikdash. But it's an Aveda, it seems to be an Aveda which is done in the Beis HaMikdash, of course, for the honor of the Beis HaMikdash. But it's still an Aveda, and that's not what Masechta Midas is. Ma'achash esof sof zeo chiyu v'mitzvah zakeinim aleviyim, because in the end, really the Shmira is dependent on the Kainim and the Leviyim, although it's taka for the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the end it's still difficult why it belongs in Masechta Midas. Vav. V'yuvim b'haktim. So this will be understood by first explaining Mashiyesh Mitartzim Akusha Nalba Sifalev. There are those that answer the question that was asked all the way back at the beginning of the Sikha. Ima Shmira Himitam Kovid, that if the Shmira is for the honor, Lom Alloy Hayeshem HaMikdash Gam B'Yayim, why didn't they guard the Beis HaMikdash also during the day, as we asked at the beginning? Ki B'Yayim Ein Tzarech Shmira Machmas Kovid, and they answered that the reason is because during the day you don't need guards in order to bring honor. Because the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is busy with people running back and forth doing Aveda, bringing Karbanos and so on, that's the greatest Kavod. The place is busy, it's hopping, there's action going on. But at night, that's nothing happening, it's quiet, it's still. Tzorech laharis Kavod, then you have to bring, you have to show honor. That is accomplished through having an honor guard. So that seems like a good answer. It's tzarich bir, but you need this needs explanation. What is the meaning of this kavod that happens by the kainim going back and forth? And what is the What is the meaning that kavod is brought through the kayanim and levim being busy? The kayanim being busy. And therefore, it seems to me, says the Rebbe, the shmir zum mipnei kavod in yonos leisiach esichu daita mahamikdash. The meaning of this shmira for kavod means you never take your mind off the Beis HaMikdash. Your mind never wanders from the Beis HaMikdash. We're always thinking about the Beis HaMikdash. K'mesh kosev HaRosh, and as the Rosh says, kavod HaMikdash shalei yesichu daita mimenu. The honor of the Beis HaMikdash is that we never take our minds off it. Loi b'yoyim v'loi b'layla, neither by day or at night. V'ein pirush hesach adaz zek hesach adaz dekotchim. Machmes chashash tuma ukeyetzabai. And we should not mistake this, the words hesachadas, which means when you lose focus. There is also a mitzvah in by karbonis that you're not allowed to lose focus. You have to be constantly focused on the karbonis. And what's the reason there? Because if you lose focus, you don't know if somehow tumah happened to it. You have to be vigilant. You have to make sure that tumah never reaches the karbon, chas v'shalom. So therefore, there is a need for Hetzach Hadas, but that's not what the meaning over here, that you shouldn't allow any Hetzach Hadas. What it means here is, Kim Shlilus Hetzach Hadas, Meir Al Reimimus Hagavus Abayis. Here the purpose is, we need to be always aware of the importance of the Beis HaMikdash. Tomid Yeshnam Anoshim Tzvivai. There always has to be people there. The Einam Masichim Daitam Emenu Le'olam, and they never take their mind off the Beis HaMikdash. They're always paying attention to Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't have any other purpose. By the Karbonas, the purpose of not having Hesach Hadas, because you don't want it to become Tameh. Here, it's the Hesach Hadas itself, which is the honor. We never forget about the Beis HaMikdash. Al Derech Einin Detzvilm Betzitz. Similar to what we say about tefillin, when you wear tefillin, or when the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz, the forehead, the plate that was on his forehead, that shekol zman shehem olav, it says by both, in regards to both of these things, by tefillin, that as long as they are on you, le'yasir daitem em, you're not allowed to take your focus off them, afilu rega echad, even for one moment, mitzat kedushasam. And the reason for this is because of their holiness. The holiness demands that we are always paying attention, we're always cognizant of the fact that we are wearing the tefillin, or in the case of the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz. And although there is also, by tefillin, there's also a mitzvah that you shouldn't do, the reason you need to pay attention is so you don't do anything inappropriate in your tefillin. But that's not the only thing, it's also mitzad de kedusha itself. So that's the same. In the same way, by the Beis HaMikdash too. The hine inyan shmira zeh shlo yasichu daita mimenu, hu inyan ba'abayis atzmai. Now this kind of shmira, that the reason for the shmira is because we never take our minds off the Beis HaMikdash, that is connected to the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'lachein nishan sa shmira mesechta midas, and that's why it's taught in mesechta midas. V'hainu she'ein zeh avodah shemekayima be'Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that it's not an avoda that it's that whose place is in the Beis HaMikdash. Ela chashivas ba'amikdash atzmai. It is the honor. It's the importance of the Beis HaMikdash itself. The Beis HaMikdash building demands that one never forgets the Beis HaMikdash. It's not an avoda that we need to do in the Beis HaMikdash to always guard it. The Beis HaMikdash demands that we never lose sight of it. We never lose focus of it. And that's why it belongs in Masechet Midas. That it's about the Palterin, it's about the palace. There's no comparison between the palace. It's all about the palace. It's not something that there is this need for guards. The place to do it is these three places in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not what it is. This is the Beis HaMikdash. B'shmira al apartim, mishanan apartim, ve'inedem al apartim, she'en al of shomrim. Because by having these guards, this focus, it changes the status of the Beis HaMikdash from a palace which has guards, from a palace that doesn't have guards to a palace that does have guards. Palder Azal, Pimaimer Azal, the Chol Mishal Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. This could be understood similarly to what our sages tell us, that anyone who the Beis HaMikdash was not built in his day, it's as if it was destroyed in our day. According to the opinion that the Churban Beis HaMikdash is not a one-time thing that happened back then, but that's an ongoing thing. It's constant. As long as it's not built, it's being destroyed. It's constantly being destroyed. So if we were not instrumental in building it, so then we're instrumental in destroying it. Yeshleimar ba'te'elis, the Masechet Midas, shu zeicher Midas HaMikdash. And that's the reason, that is a purpose. That is a reason why Masechet Midas is important to us. Why we have to study Masechet Midas, besides for the fact that it's Torah, and all Torah needs to be studied, but it has also a personal, also a prat, a detail in Masechet Midas, which is important to us. Ki kishe yabona beis midas, shlishma v'lasu ha'tachn tavnis ha'hu. Because when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, we have to do it according to that architecture. Vatavnis vatsuris v'herech mipneishu beruach hakodesh. Because this, that whole architecture and the design and the measurements and so on, it was all given beruach hakodesh k'mesh omer, as Shlomo HaMelech said, akel b'ksav miyad Hashem alai hiskil, that everything was given to me from Hashem. So by knowing this, so as the whole Masechet Midas is something which is important to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and to the non-destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so by knowing that this Shmiras HaMikdash or the Midosav, ve'im asichim daitem imenu, and this important fact that we never take our mind off the Beis HaMikdash, shereze gam ata churban beis hamikdash, but the dargasa the paltinish yesh olav shemrim v'chulu. So therefore, we begin to understand what kind of a beis hamikdash are we talking about, that I am responsible for the destruction of this building, of this beis hamikdash. It's a building which you can never lose sight of. You have to remember it always. It needs a constant honor guard. And if we understand that this is the kind of beis hamikdash that we are responsible for bringing about its destruction, it's a completely different understanding of the situation. Zion, al pize yuvan zesh kosav Rambam b'shmira zu mitzvasa kol alayla. This explains why the Rambam says that the guarding only takes place at night. B'zesh nishnis b'masecht ha'tamid, and also it explains why it's repeated in Masechet Tamid. It's taught in Masechet Tamid. B'yoyim hayu akainim avdim avadasam b'beis hamikdash. During the day, the Kainim would do their work in the Beis HaMikdash, as Cholotzi Yabedis HaTamid, which begins with the Korban Tamid in the morning, Mishal Sheher Bnei HaMizrach, which started as soon as the sun came up, or even before, when it just began to come up, Uba Akrovas HaKorbanos Hayit Tzarech Liyis Kavana, and they needed to have special focus on the Korbanos, Ulushem Shishud Varem HaZevach Nizbach. There's a list of six things that they had to keep in mind while they were bringing each carbon. So it's obvious that when the Kainim are doing their Avodah, obviously they're completely focused on the Beis HaMikdash. That's all they're doing, is focusing on the Beis HaMikdash. But at night, when there is no Avodah going on in the Beis HaMikdash, Nitztavu, therefore at night we need to, in order to have this constant focus, you need to appoint someone that there is somebody there or a bunch of people there that are constantly thinking about the Beis HaMikdash in order to bring about this lack of Hesech Hadas. V'zui ha'shaychas de mitzvah shmiras ha'mikdash l'masech t'tomit, which is the connection between Shmiras HaMikdash and Masechet Tamid, Shemahai Taim and Nishn is Betchila. That's why it said right at the beginning of Tamid, Ki Teichon Shmiras Zu Nasa Yidei Avedas HaTamid V'ar Karbonus Bechlal. Because a part of this Shmira, at night the Shmira is done by three Kayanim which are sitting there, standing there. But during the day, this Shmira is done through the Karbon Tamid. That's what the Karbon Tamid is doing. That's what the Avodas are doing. They are part of the non-Hesach Hadas, which at night has to be done through Shemirah. That's why it belongs in Masech Tatamid, L'chayr al-pizeh nafkimin al-Halacha. And one could say that there is a difference in Halacha as well. Shezeh shehoyu shemim mesamidish balayla. The fact that they would guard the Beis Hamikdash at night, ein pirush kol halayla kula, does not necessarily mean that they had to be there the whole night. When then? Ela ad hascholas avodas hatamid. The guard had to be there until they began to do the avoda of the Korban Tamid. Al kaponim hazman shel oilam ein ma'achen yoser. Or at least the Korban Tamid and the avodas which accompanied it, like the Trumas Hadeshen and so on, started even before dawn, or at dawn. And the Korban HaTamid started by Netzach Hamav. But at least the guards don't have to be there. Maybe sometimes it could be a little bit delayed, but there was a time that it never went past this. So the guards could already leave once that time arrives, because now the Aveda has already started. There's no need for other non-Hesach Hadas. In other words, that this makes a nafkamina lahalacha. If we accept, as the Rebbe says, that the reason for the Shmira is because you need someone paying attention, focused on the Beis HaMikdash, then the guard could stop their guarding as soon as the Kohenim start their Aveda. And that could be earlier than, you know, before the end of the night. And they could leave, because already now the non-Hesach Hadas is already being accomplished through the Avedis HaKohenim. Al-Pizeh Yesh Levar, Masha Masechta Tomid, Huvu Rak HaGimu Mekoymes, Shakoinim Shemrim. This explains why in Masechta Tomid it only explains about the three places that the Kohenim are guarding. It also includes the 21 places where the Levim are guarding, as we mentioned before. And the reason is, he's not coming to explain the whole concept of Shmiras HaMikdash, which has to include therefore the Levim and so on and all the details. The reason that it's brought in Masech Tamid, as we explained, is because there is a certain common denominator between Masech Tamid, which is when we begin to focus on the Beis HaMikdash through Aveda, and the Shmira, which is what took care of that non-Hesach Hadas the whole night. So therefore, it's that detail which is the Korban Tamid flows from there, and that's why only that is mentioned. Shlilus Hesach Hadas Ma'amigdash, Hesach Hadas Areyeshnam Kamish Yurim Umadregis, and of course in Hesach Hadas, and the focus has a number of different levels of what kind of focus you need. Therefore, for this you need mostly what the Kohenim did. It's not important to say that there was also 21 Levim that also contributed their non Hesach Hadas. Shemitzvah Shmirasa Shiyu Akanim Shemim Bifnim. And we know that the Kohenim, they guarded from inside the walls, and the Levim, they guarded outside the walls. And now, when the Beis HaMikdash, when the Korban HaTamid began, Nishlol Hesach Hadas, therefore this issue of Hesach Hadas is already taken care of, and therefore there was no longer a need for the Kohenim to guard on the inside. And therefore, in Masech Tamid, there's no reason to bring up about the Levim and their 21 places. They did their Shmira outside the Beis HaMikdash, which there's no comparison to what is happening to the Hesach Hadas, which is being accomplished through the Kohenim who are doing their Avoda inside. There's no comparison to what the Hesach Hadas, which the Levim are accomplishing through their guarding on the outside. These are almost two separate subjects, although not totally, but in their importance perhaps. The Elish of Achlal Masim, Masayim Mona, it's only that included in 200 is 100. Shavayda Satamit, Potarak, Loirak Shmir Zakainim, Elgam Shmir Zalavim. Obviously, once the Korban HaTamid started, if it was able to cover for the three Kayanim on the inside, certainly that it was able to cover for the 21 Levim on the outside. But it's not important to point that out in Masechta Tanit. Amnav in Masechta Midas, but where it talks in Masechta Midas, from Avarba, Shmiras HaMigdash, Bin Yonadach Shivas, Beis HaMigdash Atzmai, where it talks about the honor guard in the importance of the Beis HaMigdash itself, by describing the honor guard that turns the Beis HaMigdash into an honored place. Over there, of course, he brings out the whole honor guard, both the Kainim on the inside and the 21 places of the Levim on the outside. Af Because even though, as he said before, even with a small amount of guards, it would also be called an honor guard. But now, since we have so many Kainim and Levim, whose mitzvah it is to provide guardianship, so when they do that, when so many of the people are involved in the Shmira for their own Aveda, because that's what their Aveda is, so then it brings it up. For some reason, this also adds to the honor guard of the Beis HaMikdash. They all have their contribution to the honor and the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash. They all take part in making it into an honored place. Based on this, that the meaning, the purpose of the Shmira is so that we don't lose focus of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we can explain what the Rambam is saying, that one should walk around constantly in connection with the Shmira of the Mikdash. Tana, we learned in the Gemara relates, or the Mishnah. Ish harabayis hayim achazar al kol mishmar u'mishmar. There was a guy that was in charge of the harabayis. They called him the Ish harabayis. That he would go, he would inspect each guard that was there, that was posted. The kol mishmar she'ena oimed, any guard that did not stand up when he came. Nikar shehu yoshin. It was obvious that he fell asleep. Chayvte b'makil, would strike him with a stick. Mekimish inyan, and so on. They would be shamed. Mekimish inyan hashmirim b'nei akavar u'mashe em asichim daitem emenu. And since the reason that we do the shmirah is so that we don't lose focus at the Beis HaMikdash, hare ish harabayis b'shash ha'yayelach svivai. So this guy in charge, when he walked around, mimishma l'mishma, from one guard to another, laftiach shashem alei yishon v'yasiach daites, to make sure that the guard is not taking his focus off by falling asleep. This man, the ish harabayis, him overseeing and making sure that they're not losing focus, that's another dimension of non-hesach hadas. There's another guy making sure, contributing to the non-hesachadas. Valpiza yeshlevar, ma the isa b'mishnas, which can explain what the Mishnah says. The base of tinus, the base of nitzas, hayu aliyas, that there were two rooms, structures on the walls of the base of Mikdash. One was called the house of Aftinus, one was base of nitzas, and there were two floors in those buildings. Varevim shavrim sham, and the young kayanim, they would be guarding in the aliyah of the Beis Aftinus and Beis Anitzitz. The Gemara says the Karalim raven, why they call the young cubs, like the cubs of the kayanim, the loy motel mevet aveda, because they were young, they didn't even reach the age of doing aveda. Upirishum afarshim, as the Befarshim explain, the haynu pchusim yud gimel, that they were before bar mitzvah. So they asked the question, if the guards were young pre-bar mitzvah boys, how did they give such a mitzvah, an important mitzvah of Leila Sir Das, the Shmira, to such young children? They're not even chayev b'mitzvahs. But according to this, And now that the issue is Hesach HaDa'as, so that those Mefarshim ask it in general. How do you give the Shmirah to young children? Now that we're talking that it's Mitzad Hesach HaDa'as, the question becomes even more. Children are known to be lacking in Da'as. So how could Hesach, you want to have proper Da'as focused on the Beis HaMikdash, how do you give it to a child? But now, since we understand that the man in charge would go from one to the other, that's called like an adult which is overseeing the child doing the avodah. And in that case, there are a number of different situations which need machshava, which you need to have be able to have the focus that is needed for that mitzvah. And mahani gamaisa katan b'tzira machshava shel gadol eimad al gabav. And even if a child does it, the Gemara says, if there is a gadol eimad al gabav, if there is an adult overseeing his work, then even a katan can do it. Which means that even a katan that doesn't have das, but the adult's das, which is contributed through his overseeing the child, makes it into a proper mitzvah. B'frat b'nidin didan, especially in our case, ein tzarech kavona o machshava b'poyel, ki im she'etzem ha'metziyah she'ein mesav ha'migdash hava kavod ha'migdash, especially that it's not that he has anything, any special kavonas that he needs to be thinking. It's just being there, which is, of course, the main inyan of the kavod ha'migdash. Shemayri ke'ein masichim daita mimenu, because by being there, we show that we are not ignoring, we're not losing focus. And therefore it's enough, even if the adult is not there continuously while the young Kayan is guarding, because he would go from one to the other, he would make his rounds and go from one to the other. He walks around, he makes his rounds, walking around the Beis HaMikdash, overseeing each mishmar. So that's what the Rambam means when he says to lecha svivav, that there was somebody that was walking around and being an overseer, that the young kayanim that were in charge of being the shomrim, they had an adult overseeing them. That's what the Rambam means with the walking around.